This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Caledonia police say a truck driver is facing charges after pulling out a gun during an argument at a truck stop. Investigators say the dispute late last month at the Pilot started over blocked fuel pumps and escalated. The driver denied pulling a gun, but police did arrest him for carrying a concealed weapon and disorderly conduct. A swim caution at North Beach and Zoo Beach. It's due to dangerous waves and currents. Officials say the water is testing clean, but the lake conditions remain unsafe. Lifeguards are at North Beach, but Zoo Beach is unstaffed. Milwaukee County Executive David Crawley is returning a campaign donation tied to former Wisconsin Center District CEO Marty Brooks. Brooks was fired for using public money for political contributions. Other Milwaukee leaders are reviewing or returning donations to ensure no public funds were used. A new project in Kenosha aims to support the growing demand for data centers. A company called Relco is planning to build a plant for backup generator systems. They'll start construction later this year with the facility opening next year. And the Brewers are introducing a new premium membership called the Trust Club. It includes upscale seating, exclusive access, and high-end food service at American Family Field. The team says it's designed for fans looking for a luxury game day experience. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. A statewide search for a new Universities of Wisconsin president is entering its next phase, with public meetings beginning today. Sessions will be held through Thursday in places including Milwaukee, Madison, and Green Bay. Organizers say they want feedback from a wide range of people, from students to employers. The position opened after the board removed former President Jay Rothman in April. A final hire is expected later this year. Families waiting on green cards are facing record delays, and new policy changes could make the process more complicated. A recent report from Manifest Law found over 500,000 family-based applications still pending nationwide, including more than 2,000 in Wisconsin. Family sponsorship makes up the majority of green card approvals in the state. Under new rules, many applicants may have to finish their cases at U.S. consulates abroad, a move that could impact how long families wait to stay together. Wisconsin's Peninsula State Park is being named one of the greatest state parks in the nation. The area is ranked at number 3 on USA Today's 2026 10 Best list. The Door County Park is a popular destination for tourists, featuring 400 campsites, 20 miles of hiking trails, a summer theater, and more. Minnesota's Gooseberry Falls State Park and Mohican State Park in Ohio were ranked at numbers 1 and 2 on the list. And Michael Johnson, the president and CEO of the Boys and Girls Club of Dane County, has died at the age of 50. Johnson served the organization for 17 years. In a statement, the organization said he brought passion, integrity, and a deep commitment to the mission of the Boys and Girls Club of Dane County, and his impact will be felt for many years to come. More news can be found at civicmedia.us.
A wild and crazy game. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. Just when you thought you'd seen it all over the weekend in Denver, the Milwaukee Brewers played until after 1 a.m. Wisconsin time to beat the A's in Las Vegas 15-14 in 12 innings. There were 11 combined home runs in the game. Brewers manager Pat Murphy asked, where does that one rank in his major league career?
Yeah, the most bizarre game I've ever had in Major League Baseball in 11 years. Never saw anything like it. So many things happened. There were 16 challenges in the game. I never seen anything like it.
16 ABS challenges, a new MLB record. The two teams play again tonight. NFL, Packers mandatory minicamp. Bo Melton back at wide receiver after being moved to defensive back at the start of last season.
Like last year, it was needed. And I'm a team guy. Like I want to be here for the team. I want to win Super Bowl. So at the end of the day, if that's what it takes, and that's what they think is good for me in that year, it was cool.
That's Bo Melton with Sports on Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Partly sunny skies today with a few spotty showers and thunderstorms around. High temps in the low to mid 80s. For tonight, an isolated shower or storm possible during the evening with lows in the lower 60s. On Wednesday, a hot one with highs in the upper 80s to near 90.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com.